The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD, is patient 2. Gerald Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST space Bernstein space G. Just a minute. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 6/24/22. Referring physician Nora Tosonian, T-O-S-S-O-U-N-I-A-N, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armesa, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 86-year-old, male with history of hypertension. For a stress test on revised antihypertensive regimen, parentheses, hydralazine, (25 milligrams) Q8H, close parentheses, period. Correction, hydralazine, 25 milligrams, QHH, and without, and off of, and correction, and off of bistolic, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, (130/80), baseline heart rate, 75 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 115, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 17250, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Oh, no, no, this is wrong. I am so sorry. Let me rephrase this. The file is wrong. The file should be Streco space Bernstein space G. This is not a treadmill exercise stress test. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. So let's rename this, please. It should be Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, Bernstein space G. Okay, let me start that over again. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram date of examination, 6/24/22. Everything else is the same. Referring physician, Nora Tosonian, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 86-year-old male. For a stress test on revised antihypertensive regimen, parentheses, hydralazine, 25 milligrams Q8H, and off bistolic. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 130/80. Baseline heart rate, 75 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 115, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 17250, period. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period. He experienced shortness of breath at peak stress and was unable to go on to the next level of stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension, but with normalization of blood pressure with the start of stress and a normal blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 125 over 78 and a heart rate of 81 at the end of the recovery period. There were there was an APC during the last stage of stress and a VPC in recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter of horizontal to upsloping ST depression, leads 2-3 AVF and V4 through V6, which do not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Paroxysmal low axis, paroxysmal short axis, apical four-chamber views and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically of good quality, and the post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram, 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion tremble stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period, but experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, common decrease from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension in anticipation of stress, likely in anticipation of stress, but with normalization of blood pressure with the start of stress and a normal blood pressure response to stress on his medications. It consisted with effective blunting of his blood pressure, and a normal blood pressure response to stress consistent with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise off of his beta blocker, with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity, suggesting some conduction disease with chronotropic incompetence, with mild chronotropic incompetence. There was an APC in the last stage of stress and a VPC in recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress. That was number 5. There was an APC at peak during the last stage of stress and a VPC in recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.